Sayyiduna Imam Bayhaqi has quoted this saying of the most beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. It contains a serious lesson. Six people would not be forgiven even on the night of Barat. Number 1, habitual drinker. Number 2, disobedient to parents. Number 3, habitual of adulterer. Number 4 is the one who terminates a relation. Number 5 is painter. Number 6 is backbiter. Furthermore, the warning of being deprived of forgiveness on this night is also for those who practice astrology, magic, keep pajama etc. below the knee out of arrogance and have a strong feeling of hatred for any Muslim. The sixth person who was mentioned in Hadith Sharif was a backbiter, but I let you know from other narrations as well. You know that the night of Barat is approaching soon. We must make repentance of sins. Habitual drinkers must completely give up having liquor. Well, the warning of being deprived of pardon on Barat night is also for the disobedient to parents, so you must make your parents happy. Besides this, people commit now lots of other sins. For example, they terminate relations with their relatives. Somebody fights with his uncle and somebody fights with his aunt. Don't insist on that person asking you for sorry as he is guilty. I'm not at fault. It's not the right way. Take yourself to be worse than others and then ask them for sorry. Treat others with modesty and ask them for sorry. Inshallah, you will succeed. For this reason, you should behave with humbleness. It's in your favor, inshallah. If you start practicing this suggestion, your house will be cradle of peace. Peace will be in your area. You see, peace will materialize in your village, in your city, and in your town. I want that everyone stands up at masjid and asks for sorry like this. Somebody asks for sorry in his area. Somebody enters his home and asks father, mother, sisters, brother, wife and kids for sorry. There will be Madani revolution. You have to get rid of ego. If you behave this modesty, then you will notice that the Almighty Allah will give you respect. You see, Allah forgives the one who forgives humans. Forgive others and ask others for sorry. Since this topic is being discussed, I am asking all of you for sorry. Let me start it. It's possible that I have deprived you of your right or scolded you. I'm also like you. Please forgive me. Be happy with me.